Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today, we're diving deep into something super personal, my own journey with mental health. You know, the stuff we don't always talk about openly, but honestly, it's a universal experience. We all have those days, weeks, or even months where life throws us curveballs and our minds start playing tricks on us. Ever felt that creeping anxiety? That overwhelming sense of hopelessness? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But here's the thing. You don't have to stay stuck there. Just like with any other challenge, mental health is something we can work on, learn from, and ultimately overcome. So, let's get real for a minute. Five key takeaways that truly shifted my perspective and helped me navigate those rough waters. 1. Awareness is your superpower. Seriously, knowing your own triggers, your thought patterns, and the signs you're heading towards a mental health low point. That's game-changing. It's like having an internal GPS that alerts you when things are getting off track. Think about it. How many times have you ignored those early warning signs? You know, that nagging feeling in your stomach or the sudden surge of negativity? Don't brush it off. Acknowledge those feelings, name them, and then figure out what you can do to address them. 2. Therapy is not a weakness, it's a strength. Look, I used to think therapy was only for people with serious issues. But guess what? We all have baggage, we all need support sometimes. Just like you wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor for a physical ailment, why not seek help for your mental well-being? A good therapist can be an incredible guide, helping you unpack those tangled emotions, develop coping mechanisms, and ultimately gain a deeper understanding of yourself. 3. You are not your thoughts. This is a mind-bender, I know. But remember, your thoughts are just like passing clouds, they come and go, they don't define who you are. When those negative thoughts start swirling, try to observe them without judgment, acknowledge them, and then gently let them drift away. Focus on the present moment, engage in activities that bring you joy, and remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. 4. Social media detox. It's a game changer. I'm not saying ditch social media altogether, but taking regular breaks can do wonders for your mental health. Ever felt drained after scrolling through endless feeds? You know that feeling when comparisonitis kicks in. Or you find yourself getting sucked into negativity? Step away from the screen, reconnect with real-life interactions, and rediscover the simple pleasures of being present. 5. Self-care is non-negotiable. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about prioritizing your well-being, both physically and mentally. Make time for things that nourish your soul, exercise, hobbies, spending time with loved ones, getting enough sleep, eating healthy food. Remember, you deserve to feel good, and taking care of yourself is an act of self-love. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole journey. There was this period in my life where I felt completely overwhelmed. Work deadlines were piling up, relationships were strained, and the constant buzz of social media was just amplifying my anxiety. One day, I hit rock bottom, literally crying on my kitchen floor, feeling like everything was crumbling around me. It was then that I realized I needed a serious change. I started implementing these key takeaways, therapy, mindfulness practices, regular exercise, and most importantly, taking breaks from social media. And you know what? The world didn't end. In fact, things started to get better. The anxiety subsided, my focus sharpened, and I rediscovered that sense of joy and purpose I had been missing. The biggest takeaway here is this. You are not alone in your struggles with mental health. It's a journey, an ongoing process, but with the right tools and support, you can absolutely overcome it. Remember, awareness, self-care, seeking help when needed, these are your superpowers. So, what's one thing you're going to do differently this week to prioritize your mental well-being? Share it in the comments below, let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on any future episodes of Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Until next time, keep it real, keep it healthy, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.